Don't fret.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be faithful with the little. Be grateful for the little, because he's about to give you much.
Amen.
He's about to give you much. You're worthy of your hire. Because you did speak. Because you did speak. Watch the atmosphere change. Watch it. And watch what was taking place no longer take place.
Amen.
And so when the transition comes, it'll be a transition that you've asked for, desired, and you'll step into it. Because out of obedience, your heart spoke. That it even manifested. It manifested. He's looking for obedient people. That's what he's looking for. Obedient. Are you willing to be obedient? Are you willing to let him work on you? Even when it hurts. Oh, even when it hurts bad. Even when you're just like, I don't. Ay, Dios mío. Just work on my head, God. I have my stinking thinking. I get judgmental. I get perturbed. I get a little agitated. And Lord, I need you to remove this thing in my life that I just can't seem to get rid of. It's a mindset, God. I don't know how to get rid of it. I've tried everything that I know to do, but I can't get rid of it. I need your help. I need your help, God. I can't do it by myself. I need you to teach me a new way. I need my new beginning. I need my fresh new day. I've been sowing in tears and I want to reap in joy. God, I need your help, God. I need you to help me, Lord, because I can't do it by myself. I need you, God, all day long. I need you in my nighttime. I need you in my daytime. I need you as I walk through the fiery darts coming at me, God. I know that you're there. Even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for your rod and your staff are at my side. God, I need you now, God. I don't need you tomorrow. I need you now, God. I need to know that a God that I serve is here and alive and well today for me. I need you for me, God. Help me with my... Lord, I thank you. I've been set free. I thank you that you did it. I thank you that it's over. I thank you that I can walk out my deliverance with you, God, hand in hand. That in the times that I thought I was alone, that's when you were carrying me. That's when you had me in your bosom. And that's when you showed me that there's a better way. There's just a new way. It was your way, God. For my ways are not your ways, nor my thoughts your thoughts. Father, I thank you that you are the true living God. That hears everything that I go through and understands all the pain that I have. I'm not alone, for I serve a God that understands my sufferings. I'm not alone through this process, God. I'm being made over. I'm being made over. Now make me over, God. Make me over. Surrender to you, God. Your loving hands. I love you. And in the areas of my life that I need to repent, God, I repent unto you. I know it's covered under the blood, but I got to make acknowledgement unto you so that I can have a repentant heart that brings about change. So that what now enters into my heart, my mouth will speak good things, blessings, love, grace, respect, and honor. That when they see me, they see you, God. That when they see me, they understand that we have a loving Father that loves us. That they don't see me and see me like a child of the devil. That they see me as a child of God. I need you, God. And I'm willing to be used, God. Use me. Use. use me. I'm your willing vessel, God. And today, I die of myself. Through the death comes resurrection. Resurrect me in your spirit, God. Let my old way pass away. Let my old mindset be taken to the grave. Let my ways of thinking, God, and doing things and processing things in my mind go down to the pit. But renew me by the loving grace that you have extended to us, Lord, and with your mercy that you have given to us, fresh in you every day. Resurrect me out of the grave and make me that new creature. And if I fail again today, Lord, teach me a new way. Guide me down the path of righteousness, Father. Open my eyes to see, Lord. I can't be doing things the same way. I strive to go deeper, God, to go deeper into your presence. Because this pillar right here, is being strengthened by the Holy Spirit. So that a generation that is to follow has a foundation to stand on. A foundation they can say, that's truly God. Truly God. We may get challenged. We may get ripped apart in certain areas. But God, I need you. But I need people to see you in me. And not to see me. But to see you. Bridle my tongue, oh God. Bridle my tongue. If not the words of Christ come forth. Let me get used to the bit in my mouth as you guide me to do things right and in your ways, but not the ways that I choose, because every time I take the reins, God, I go down the wrong path, I get hurt, I wound others, and people are suffering because I want to do things my way. Lord, I need you to take the reins and to lead me. Lord, I thank you that you can make us over. Hallelujah. Let him make you over. Let him do something fresh in you in your life. Let him change you so that what you're asking lines up with his word and his will. If you let him do it, he'll do it. Surrender. Just surrender. You've tried it your way for so long, and it hasn't worked. He's even challenging you in everything that you do and the way that you do it. Just surrender. Just surrender. If you know that is you, you say, Pastor, this message is what my desire is, to go deeper so that I can be a pillar in the kingdom of God. I want to be a foundation for my children and my grandchildren, and I want to be a foundation even for my spouse. If that is for you, I want you to come up here so I can pray with you. Clarity right now, Father, and that the broken glass around her life no longer will be around her, that the busted walls, busted doors will no longer be an issue in her life,
Father, no more anger, no more bitterness, and no more, no more. Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. What you're doing to bring about wholeness in her life and peace, and no more fear. No more fear, man. But it requires you to be committed to Him. Sacrifice it. Give your time to Him. Use your word. And if you don't understand it, ask for help. It's okay. Thank you, Jesus. I take those words spoken over your life right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' mighty name. Spoken over your life that has hurt you and wounded you in Jesus' name. I thank you right now. You are a child of God. Purpose. 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 In Jesus' name. Beautiful in His image. I thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. I thank you that today is her new beginning. I thank you that today is that new day. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be all right, baby. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Understanding. Understanding. Revelation. Illuminate her. With your presence, God. I thank you. I thank you. I need time. God says, you want time? He's going to give you time. He's going to give you time. Not quantity, but quality. He's going to give you that time. Even your school, the job, and hear this, proximity. You've been asking where. Where? It's going to fall in place. It's going to fall in place for you. Finish the work, God. Finish the work. Finish the work. Guard his ear gates. Guard his ear gates. Guard the eye gates, God. Right now, Father, guard the lips. And more important, God, guard the heart. Guard the heart. New beginning, new beginning, new beginning, new beginning, new beginning, new beginning, new beginning. Your night season has come to an end. The sacrifice that is made is a sacrifice that brings about much to you. Much. Your geographic location is about to shift and change. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But I don't want to have to be doing no yard work. It'll be done for you. Baptize her in the Holy Ghost, God. That's her desire. That's her prayer. Baptize her in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. This is that day, Father. This is the day of birthing. This is the day of rejuvenation. This is the day that you have unlocked her into her destiny, Lord. And I thank you in advance. Let it come forth like rivers of living water that come forth out of your belly. And out of your mouth shall be spoken tongues of fire, tongues of fire. Lord, I thank you. She desires more and understanding, Lord. And I thank you because the desire is there. It is there manifested within her belly. In Jesus' mighty name, it is yours. It's a gift. All you got to do is just receive it. Just receive it, girl. It's yours. It's yours. Just receive it. It's yours. And when you wake, it'll come out of your mouth and you won't even understand it, but it's not for you to understand. It is prayer of angels. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, my. Oh, speak as I tell you to speak, and be still when I tell you to be still. And in the time that I show you some things, it's not for you to have clarity, it's for you to know. It's in the body, it's in the atmosphere. Sometimes you just need to just rest. Just rest. Beloved, I have them. I have them. I have them. Be still. Be still. I have them. So cool. Victory. 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 Hear me both. And I'll be delicate. You won't see fruit or root of it. It'll be wiped away out of the memory. But God has a way of doing what He said He's going to do. And the way He's going to do it may not be the way we would like for it to be done, but it's being done. But in this, there will be unity. Now watch this. I see it being signed off saying, it's over. Soul, custody. And watch the business opportunity come right behind that for Him. Right behind that for Him. Right behind that for Him. God, I thank You right now in Jesus' name. Thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You for Your faithfulness. Your steadfastness has not gone without notice. God says He sees it. He sees it. He says, thank You for praying, and thank You for continuing lifting Him up. Your pastor needs it, and thank You for praying for him. Thank You. Thank You. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You. And what you see, continue to speak out in the atmosphere of your brain, because that will be the colors that you see. Dancing, she'll continue to dance with you. Let him do the change. Okay? Let him do the change. Let him do the change. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. I celebrate with you, girl. I celebrate with you, because in death there's always resurrection, always. Watch and see that on Tuesday night, many are going to come to know the Lord Jesus for the very first time. Walk out your deliverance, girl. Walk it out. You walk it out and you declare you already are. You declare your victory is already there. And when you set your table this afternoon, set it for all your children. All of them and the grandbabies. If you got to go get a high chair, go get a high chair and put a high chair there. If you got to go get a bassinet, get a bassinet. Because your house is going to be full. Your house is going to be full. And there will be forgiveness and there will be restoration in the family. But you do it like they're there now. And if you got to go buy him a new shirt, go buy him a new shirt and hang it in the closet. You want to buy the shoes and the socks that go along with it. What is this, Mama? I knew you were coming. I knew you were coming. How did you know? Because Daddy in heaven told me. And he's going to reveal to you so much truth that they're going to say, I hate it when Mama knows. Because you're going to call it out, and you're going to call it out, you're going to call it out, and call it out. Mom, leave me alone. It's God speaking, son. Now you got to listen, because he's trying to get a hold of you so then you don't hurt yourself. And know this, he will be home and he will sup with you. And he'll cry like a baby in your arms once again. Mijo, mijo, mijo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I heard it too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you for restoration. I thank you for healing. But most of all, Father, I thank you for doing as your word says, that which the locust has eaten, the pommel worm, the cankerworm has taken, every stage, Father, in the name of Jesus, restore back to her in Jesus' mighty name. Devil, you are a liar. Take your hands off. So God can release it now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. I'm coming back to you, Ernest. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Can I see your hand, Jan? I see your hand. Trust me. Trust me. Give me your right hand. Your right hand. There's impartation taking place. Ownership. 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 Ownership, ownership, favor, ownership, favor, ownership, favor, ownership. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for impartation that is taking place right now. What you do for one, you will do for another. In the area that you desire, that he has spoken, Watch and see that it will be done for you. They'll even tell you, and you'll know this to be God, we don't want to go to the computer, but it's yours. You'll go through a process for just a short season, and then by the end of that season, they'll say, okay, now go finance it yourself. But I'll cover you now. I'll cover you now. I'll cover you now. Father, I thank you for the willing vessel that you are. I thank you that you continue to speak in the area of influence and who you have called to be at her side. I thank you that things will change, chains will fall off. Healing virtue flows through you, John. Healing virtue flows through you. Don't quench. Just be obedient. It's not always about spoken, it's just a touch. You're a blessing. You're a blessing. Man of God, I thank you. But more importantly, Father, I thank you for the work that you're doing. I thank you for the renewing of the mind. And I thank you, God, that you just guard the ear gates, the mouth gate, the eye gates, and guard his heart, God. Guard his heart. As a shepherd, I declare over your life discernment, acute discernment with accuracy, so that you don't get pulled away. Dig deep, man. Dig deep. Till you hit that rock and plant so that he can pour into you everything that you're asking. The time will come when God will call you out. Don't run out before your time. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak blessings into his left kind of head and the soles of his feet. In Jesus' mighty name. It's going to be okay, baby. It's going to be okay. There's been a cloud that just shadows over you and your family. It continually goes around you. It goes into the lineage of the children. It goes into a young man that you said that when you heard the anger and the bitterness, you knew exactly who that was. And you were asking God, will you touch him and bring healing? I know you're real, God. But I need you to do this because he's on that verge. You're afraid for his life. I don't know who this young man is, but this man has gone through so much, has so much hatred and bitterness, and I know by the power of the living God that he is about to transform and invade his space to get there and invade him with love and peace that would change the way he deals with things, because you can't tell him the truth because he gets mad. He gets mad. And he don't want to listen. But he cannot deny the power of God that's going to touch him. And he's going to change and transform the way he sees. And the way he sees you. That's going to change. It's going to change. Father, I thank you for the blessing that is over their life. I thank you right now. I declare right now that every word spoken and every word that has tried to manifest and begin to take root, I uproot it now in the name of Jesus. I declare it to be moved. Now, uprooted, and plant peace, love, and hope, and joy back into their life. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Just see your hands for me. Father, in the name of Jesus, to prosper, to prosper, to prosper, to prosper. Setback after setback after setback, but prosperity is on the horizon for you. To look at you to say, no, she don't look like she's suffering. She don't look like she's going through. But you hold yourself together well. Well. When you get so close to getting it, it's like it's being stripped away from you. You get so close that you're almost there, it just gets taken away from you. God, will this ever stop being pulled out from underneath me? I know what you told me to be true. I know that you told me this is it. I did it in the manner you said. But when shall it be? When shall it come? I hear the Father above say that it is coming on the horizon for you. Be still and know that I have lined them up for you. I've lined up the lawyers for you. I've lined everything up because in essence, it's yours. It's yours for generations to come. Don't release all of it. Keep a percentage. Keep a percentage. Because it'll be residual income for the generations to come. It's on the horizon for you. It's not going to be taken away from you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see a stone being rolled away. A stone is being rolled away. And he's calling your promise out. It did not die. And it did not wither away. It's coming forth. It's coming forth. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You will write the checks that you would never imagine you'd be writing. For, thank you, for foundations and homes. For those that are in need. He said, I'll even do that for the kids. More is to come. We've only just begun. We've only just begun. Hallelujah. Finish the work, God. Finish the work. Give the man again that passion, the sensitivity, and the clarity that is necessary for his life. Visit him once again, Lord. But in a new way, in a new light. Bring to him what he desires the most is that glory that he's experienced with you once before. Such revelation and truth that flows to this vessel, God. I just thank you for him right now, that everything that is not of you is removed now. In Jesus' mighty name, I take authority over it right now. As the authority over your life, I take authority over the strong man right now, and I bind it now in the name of Jesus. I release you into your destiny. I release you into your prophetic future. And everything that has come to be a hindrance, I break it now. In Jesus' mighty name, I destroy its very yoke by the anointing of Almighty God, and I release you into your destiny. And I thank you for freedom and wholeness, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. You heard from God, Inez. Take shelter under the wings of the Most High God. Take shelter out of the wings of the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. I declare healing into your body right now in the name of Jesus. Every fiber of your being become whole now in Jesus' mighty name. I accept nothing more, nothing less, but manifestation of your presence in his body, Lord, and total healing in Jesus' mighty name. As the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment, she touched his grace and virtue flew out of it. Father, I just thank you right now that you feel the virtue and receive your healing. Receive your healing in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Your new beginning. Your new beginning. Your new beginning. It's got to be new, and it's got to be in a different place. You want it to be in a different place. You want it to be in a different area. You want it to be just like it was spoken over Colleen. You wanted it to be for you. You grabbed hold of it as it was going forth. God says that I will do for one as the others want to believe, and I will do for them as well. Do I have to settle? No, you don't have to settle. No, you don't. How can it be? It'll be through God, and he'll do it. Let this be your new beginning. And what is going on in the schools right now in the name of Jesus. I speak against that spirit right now in Jesus' mighty name. I release the children right now into your bosom, O God. And I thank you for healing, peace, and security right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Precious, sweet Jesus, I thank you right now. The power and the authority that goes forth. I thank you not for healing just a symptom, but healing the disease at its root. Destroy the yoke. Destroy that yoke right now that is trying to grip her. Take authority over you as her authority in her life, as her husband, and as her priest.
I take authority over that sickness and disease right now. What has been named is under his feet. By the stripes upon Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, you are healed with the evidence manifested in your body. Every symptom that tries to rise up, I declare you to be a lying spirit. I speak into the marrow, the ligaments, the tendons, into every bone in your body. In Jesus' mighty name. I thank you for a release, God, in the soulless realm that brings about healing now. In Jesus' name. As she asked, how much longer do I have got to go through this pain? I'm tired of this. Your new beginning. Your fresh start. You are now wrapped in my presence, says God. My grace is wrapped around your body right now and brings healing right now in Jesus' mighty name. Let me dance. Let me dance without pain. I will shout it from the rooftops, God. I will do great and mighty works in your name and not receive any glory. I'll just do it for you to show how good you really are. And people need to know that you're real. Use me, God. Use me. Use me. Beloved, what you've prayed and what you've asked, I release now into your bosom in Jesus' mighty name. Your son. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak as she's in proxy right now. Yes, she's in need for things for herself, but I speak right now to her son. I rest you by the Spirit of the living God. I speak unto your precious, precious body right now. I speak healing right now into your veins right now. I speak healing right now. Healing to your mind and into your heart. Bitterness and anger has taken root. Unbelief has set in. A quitting spirit, I bind you now in the name of Jesus, and I declare unto you, you will not quit, you will continue on in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Rose, I speak unto your circumstance right now, Rose. I'm in need of a change. I'm in need of something different. I don't want to be at a dead end. I want to be at the road that begins and doesn't end. Father, I thank you right now that there's a shift that will take place on her behalf, Father. Not just a shift in the job, but a shift, Father God, that will bring about a socioeconomic shift in her life, for her and her family, that they will see that her faithfulness unto you, God, has brought about the faithfulness in your word into fulfillment in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Just release it, girl. Just release it. Just release it. Just release it.
Trust that I'm coming, son, to your rescue. Trust that I've made a way already from the foundations of the earth, that you were already preordained and foreordained to walk these steps out. You tell the Lord, I want to give up sometimes because I'm so tired, God, and I just can't keep going. But the Lord says that you are not rejected, says the Spirit of God. That rejection does not mean denial, son, that it just means that I have you waiting and positioned and poised because I have a new thing for you to do, says the Spirit of God. And that when you go forth, there is going to be power, there is going to be victory in the lives of the people that I've called you to. Men and women will experience deliverance in the name of Jesus because of what you have to say, says the Spirit of God. No more rejection. You are not rejected. The devil wants you to think that you are not useful, that you are not purposeful in this ministry and in this house. The Spirit of the Lord says that you will be used. You will be used for the kingdom. That you are here for training and for purpose. The Spirit of the Lord says that you will be used. Hang on and hold on. I'm sending the companion to you. I told you I was going to send it, and you're getting weary. You tell the Lord, I can't do this anymore, God. I'm tired of being by myself. The Spirit of the Lord said, I have you intentionally by yourself because you'll be distracted. Because you will be distracted for all that I have you to do, says the Spirit of God. I've called you to do such an ordained thing. The Lord says, trust me. Trust me with your heart. The Spirit of the Lord says, give me all of your heart. Give me all of your heart and know that I've called you. Know that I've called you. Don't doubt. Don't feel crazy with the antics that he tells you to do. The Lord says, those are me. Those are me. And I intend you to stick out, says the Spirit of God. I've called you for people to look at you. That's why I made you tall, so people could see you when you're coming, because they're going to say, here comes the man of God, called to bring deliverance to people's lives. The drug addicts will come. You'll wonder why. You'll wonder why, God, why do I keep meeting all of these people? Why do you have me around special needs type people? The Spirit of the Lord says, so I gave you a heart for my people that are rejected already. And you will know that you are called to them, says the Spirit of God. Don't worry about your daughters, man of God. Don't tell yourself, how am I going to be everything they need? They need a mama. The Spirit of the Lord says, he's already got it, and he's keeping them every step of the way. Everything is coming to you, man of God. There is not one thing that will not be answered, says the Spirit of God. His timing is everything. His timing is everything. Trust him. Don't get ahead of him. Slow down. Slow down. Get up when he tells you. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, I want more of you, Oscar. More of you. More time. More prayer. More singing. More worship. More dancing. He's talking about big old man. Lord, how am I going to dance before you? The Spirit of the Lord said, dance before me, son. Because then that is your breakthrough. God, I thank you. I thank you for every place, God. I thank you that you are moving and rearranging. And the Spirit of the Lord says, don't worry about why I moved them. Just know that I had to move them. I got them. You just go ahead and go forward, son. Because that's what I called you to do. Father God, I thank you for this man of God. I thank you for your servant, your mouthpiece, God. I thank you, Father God, that in his heart, God, there is pureness, Father, and a love for you, God, that is for your people, God, because he knows that not only will you, Father God, but that you're more than able, God, and that you are no respecter of person, God. So thank you that he will spread your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessings, Father. Crown of the head, the soles of your feet. Blessings. Blessings. Father, I thank you right now that he is like Benjamin. He is like Benjamin. Yes. Because you have suffered much and lost much, you will receive five times greater. You are like Benjamin. You may have been the last, but you shall be first. Because the grace that was on Benjamin, his brother Joseph couldn't continue on with the plot. Oh, you don't hear me. The brother could not continue on with the plot because of the faithfulness of Benjamin that brought about healing to the brother and brought about truth to the brother. Hear me, Oscar. Your brothers will have a change of heart. because you are like the Benjamins, a ravenous wolf. Your brothers shall see the glory of God in their life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. Okay, you know what? When it's personal ministry like that, I don't like to rush it and, you know, oh, we got to do our communion. Time out. We'll do communion next week, okay? Matter of fact, for the month of December, we're going to do it every Sunday. Amen. We're going to enter in the new year being in common union with Him.
Amen.
Amen. So that when the new year comes, you will have so much communion with Him, maybe doing it symbolically with a little cup of wine and, well, I mean, grape juice and the wafer, that you're going to have so much of Him, He's going to have so much of you, that 2014 is not going to be able to take, the land cannot withstand such a blessing that is being released in 2014. 2013, this is prophetic, y'all. We have been plowing and plowing and plowing. We have been treading the ground that God said in 2013 will be a year for you. Let me tell you one thing, that we are not under the calendar that man has made. We are under the timing of God. And in 2014, you're going to see such a release that the blessing is going to be so much that the land cannot withstand it, that there will have to be a division of Lot and Abraham because it is so great that they were both blessed. And because there's such a division, you are about to see such an increase for your family and such a release of covering for your family that when the devourer comes, all he's got to do is look to his family and say, you will not touch my family because you bless me, you bless my family. That not even the angel of death can even touch them because there's such a release to the body of Christ. In 2014, the land will cry out because his people have been blessed. Blessed. That the weight of the presence of God and the blessing of God is so great that the land shall cry out. That you will think that even the oil fields are about to run dry, but new fields are about to come forth. New fields are about to come forth. Hallelujah, Father. Lord, I thank you for the minds that are about to be opened up. I saw the stone being rolled away. I saw the stone being rolled away. And as the stone was rolled away, blessings were coming forth. Blessings were coming forth. They were hidden in the ground. Inheritance that had been held up. Inheritance that had been held up. They've been keeping you away and keeping you away, but it's rightfully yours. You're going to step in and take ownership. And the things of royalty and interest that have not come to you this year are about to be paid to you with overflow this coming year. The land is going to know. The land is the promise that knows that God has been good to you. Good to you. Oh my God, my God, I thank you. Man, play, just play. Oh my God, my God. Father, I thank you that we are a people that commune with the Spirit of the living God and we stay in common union with you. That as we just began to walk this thing out, Lord, we didn't understand what we were doing in the temple, but it was symbolic of what you're doing in the temple. For in 3 days you would resurrect the temple. Lord, I thank you that we're being resurrected into our promise, Lord. Resurrected into our destiny and our promise that you have for us, Lord. The ministries that were in the grave are coming forth. Father, I thank you that homes that we've been put away and shoved away are now coming forth and coming into fruition, God. Lord, I even thank you for hospitals in Africa. I thank you for children's home here in the States, Lord. I thank you that we will have our name and all over the place, God, that says Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, my, my, my. Yes, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. The land will know and it will... God
government will know that there's been a shift. God Almighty, 2013 was the year. Give me that one.
2013 was a year that the church got challenged. The church got taken advantage of. The church got pushed aside. The church's voice got taken away. But in 2014, watch this, He will turn everything around. And the voice will go back to the church, because the church is going back into its rightful place. My God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The land will know that God has blessed His people. The land will cry out. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. I see cracks going up the side of church buildings that they call themselves a church, but they're nothing but a cult. And He will expose and bring them down. And it's going to start in Hollywood. And it's called Scientology. It'll come down. It'll crumble at the voice of the stars, because the true star is going to speak. The bright and morning star is about to speak and bring such revelation that Jesus Christ is alive and well, that they will denounce and renounce what they have created to be, built around money and fame. Hear me and hear me good. My brothers, the Mormons, and I say my brothers because they're brothers in Christ, they just don't know it yet. There is going to be a revival. There is going to be a revival, and it's going to start in Florida. And watch this. From the West Coast to the East Coast. There is going to be a revival that is going to break loose in these types of ministries. And it's going to be through the power and the glory of God being displayed. That when they step into what they call their holy temple, Jesus Christ Himself is going to walk right in. Be baptized with the Holy Ghost and evidence of speaking in tongues. That they will understand to see visions of angels and to see visions of Jesus Christ Himself. That there will be such a move of God that will transform the cult and the United States. That even the president will see that he's been misled. Even the elect. Whew. Hear me good. 2014, the church was shaken in 2013. 2014, the land, the government, and offices are about to be shaken. First the church, Israel, and then the nation, the United States. 2013, everybody got shook in the church, got rocked. 2014, go get your goods, because the walls are coming down. Go get your goods. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what we're going to do. I don't want to miss this day. This is, can I get you, both of you, get you stationed over there at the front, my Mama Lou, with a communion with you. Now, I know everybody likes to stick around for fellowship and all that, but what I want you to do is, on your way out, take your communion with you, symbolic of you taking common union with Him everywhere you go. Amen? Now, we don't do this as a religious act. We do this because you should be doing, actually, communion with God all the time. Amen? As they stand over there on your way out, guys, I bless you, and I know we've gone on late today, but I was blessed. I was blessed. I got blessed. I preached to myself. I got delivered myself. Amen. Get yours on the way out. I know we have donuts. So get your donuts. Get that on the way out. But make sure you get communion on the way out. I love you guys. This Tuesday, listen up real quick. This Tuesday, We will not have home groups because we're going to go to the rosary for Meanie. It's at Castillo Mission Funeral Home, 520 General McMullen. Please, if you guys make it, please come on out. Show our support. The rosary will be at 7, but the viewing will be from 1 till 9, basically. But 7 o'clock will be the rosary. Then on Wednesday morning, it'll be 9 o'clock will be the prayer. And then we'll meet at, we'll follow the procession down to the gravesite, okay? I will be speaking after the rosary Tuesday and then doing a prayer Wednesday at the actual burial as well. So please come on out. Please show your support. And did you get your CD? Is that going to be playing over there? You're going to see the Holy Ghost. Because I did it more along the lines of worship. There's a couple, two praise songs that she liked that I know of. And then it's worship. And there's going to be some folks crying in there. God's going to be there. Amen. So make it out there if you can, please. Please, 7 o'clock. Okay. Castillo Mission Funeral Home, 520 General McMullen. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you. We will see you on Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday morning or Wednesday here Bible study. And then again on Thursday we have youth, right? Thursday we have youth and then Sunday. We got a lot of things going on. It's going to be a busy thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you. Don't forget your communion on your way out. If you have coffee and donut this end, you got communion, you've been double blessed.